the last 20-so years, we have run in Kincardine. It's the Kincardine Women's Triathlon. This year, Kincardine was unable to host us, but Saugeen Shores has opened their doors, and we're excited to move a little bit north this year.
Sarah, what was the biggest factor in the move? Obviously, it's nothing sinister or nefarious. You just couldn't get a route?
Yeah, that's correct. So with Queen Street's under construction starting in about a week in Kincardine, and because of that, the town isn't closing Huron Terrace or Princess Street, which run alongside Queen. We use Huron Terrace for our bike route. We did propose about 10 different alternatives to the municipality of Kincardine, but we just couldn't find anything that works for both the municipality as well as for the race, unfortunately.
Sarah, before we get to moving to Saugeen Shores and the ins and outs, how successful has this event been over 2 decades based out of Kincardine?
Yeah, so over the last 2 decades, we've seen more than 1,000 participants. We average about 400 a year. We've donated more than $100,000 back to the Kincardine community. Last year, we donated $5,000 to both the Women's Health serving Bruce and Gray, as well as Community Living Kincardine and District. We like to give back where we run. So we're excited to be able to continue to do that. We took 2 years off because of the pandemic. So last year was our 20th anniversary, even though we were in, at that point, our 22nd year. So we're excited for something new, something different. We think Saugeen Shores is going to have a lot for us.
So the race is scheduled for the 12th of August, and if I'd like to register or find out more, how can I do that?
So registration will open this Saturday morning at 10 a.m. We're still finalizing a couple things, so we will have some news coming later this week in terms of cost. Our new website is lakeshoretri.com. However, if you visit our old website, it will redirect you to our new one.
Sarah, how many participants are you expecting for the Lakeshore Women's Triathlon?
So this year we're going to limit it to 300. It's a new space for us. We'll be running off of Port Elgin Main Beach, so the swim will be there. And then both the run and the bike will have breathtaking views of Chantry Island and Lake Huron going along North Shore Road up into close to Southampton. So it's going to be a breathtaking new adventure for all of us, and we're really looking forward to it.
Well, it's a great event with a great history, and this year it's going to be in Saugeen Shores. Again, that's August the 12th, and it's lakeshoretri.com.
That's correct.
Sarah, thanks very much for this.
Thank you so much.